Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, Gary Fox. Today on the Idea Lab, we're going to talk about lockdown very briefly, but in a positive way, if that's possible. We're also going to talk about the new business figures in Ireland in the last month, which went in and got for you. And we're going to talk about your digital health passport. Do you need one? And is there opportunities there for people in Ireland to develop a solution? So let's kick off. What is your lockdown plan? As much as I hate to talk about COVID on the pod, it looks like we're facing into another 5 weeks, maybe. We'll know tomorrow. So I'm recording this on Sunday to come out on Monday. So what is your plan? This was sparked by a mate of mine who texts me and goes, what will you do differently this time? And I was like, I actually don't know. I don't know what I'll do. Like we've had experience of it now. And that was our first time, obviously, and it was pretty tough, I think, but we were kind of like, okay, you know, grin and bear it. But now we're facing into a second one, and he was asking me, what did I learn from the last lockdown that'll make this one a little easier or more productive? So I kind of took some time to think about it this week, because it does look like we're facing into it. For the new company I'm working on, I have put systems in place whereby I've bought in a lot of the stuff that I need or think I'll need in the next 2 to 3 months, because I do assume there'll be some sort of lockdown. So I've put that in place. So from the company point of view, I think I'm okay. But from a personal point of view, yeah, I don't know, is the honest answer. So exercise daily. So is my list so far. I'm going to work on this today because obviously there's going to be some news coming tomorrow. Exercise daily, alternating between home workouts and running. That's something I've been trying the last couple of weeks. It's been pretty good. It's funny how your mind just like seeks comfort. It's like, oh, you know, don't do it today. Just do it tomorrow. You'll be fine. So just pushing through that. Limiting social media use, that's something I've been talking about the last couple of weeks on the pod, and I've been trying super hard because I find most of the anxiety or most of the worry I have just tends to come from endlessly scrolling or endlessly just like mindlessly just going through social media. I think a lot of that comes from the isolation effect of, you know, not being able to meet your friends and feeling a bit disconnected. So I think it's trying to replace that with something else. So I'm going to do a blackout between, say, before 9 a.m. So when I get up at 6, so for those 3 hours, to not go on social media. So to avoid it, just leave my phone, don't check it, and then not after 6 p.m. And I think that's probably an even bigger one because I found I was going to sleep. So I wear a Whoop. This is probably the thing I get the most questions about. So if you're on YouTube, you can see me pointing at it here. It's a blue Whoop. This is probably the thing I get most questions about. I use this. It kind of helps recovery, tracking your exercise, tracking everything. But your sleep and recovery, it gives you a score every morning as to how much you've recovered. And I've found like when I'm stressed or when I haven't been, you know, adhering to like good exercise habits or haven't been, you know, winding down in the evenings, I find the recovery is really poor. So your recovery might be 40-50% when it should be up 80-90%. So I think limiting social media use, when I found when I have done that, the recovery impact is way higher. And I'm also going to stop trying to be hyper productive. So I know this kind of goes against the grain of what I said about having a more productive lockdown, but there's two ways of looking at that. Being productive can mean a lot of different things. I tended to make little giant lists of everything I wanted to do that day. And I just found it stressed me out even more because I had this giant never-ending list. I think this comes back to everyone working so much during lockdown that everyone's like constantly working. You're constantly just doing a few bits. And I was definitely doing that. So I heard this on a podcast during the week, and I'm going to number my tasks. So number one is the one most important thing I have to do that day. If I get that done, it's a good day. Just one giant thing. And then two and three, obviously going down in grades of importance. Two would be a nice to have, three would be can be done at any stage during the week. So I'm going to try that this week. I'll let you know how it goes. So kicking on to the first topic for today, and this is something that sparked. I saw this in an email newsletter during the week about the US figures. And I know I shared a lot of US figures last week, so I don't want to be sharing US figures all the time. So I went and actually did some research myself, got out the Google machine and found CRO website, which is, you know, not that hard to find, CRO.ie. And I went through all the company figures for the last month. So how many companies have been established in Ireland in the last month? And it's actually pretty interesting. So quick poll, do you think it's higher or lower than last year? I'll give you a couple of seconds to think about that. So in the last month, I looked at every company registration that had been done, pulled it by week. If you're on my newsletter, you'll get an email breaking down this by week for you. So go to mrgaryfox.com, join the newsletter. It goes out every Monday in accompanying to this podcast or YouTube video, whatever you're watching, go to MrGaryFox.com, register your email. You get the email into your inbox every Monday morning. And I've broken it down by week, and I've also linked to the reports online if you want to dig into it yourself. So for the month just gone, so middle of September to the middle of October, there was, let me get the exact figures for you, 1,696 new companies registered, which is pretty cool. So that's a lot higher than I thought, to be honest. And then I went back and looked at the figure last year, and the figure for the same period last year was 1,716. So that's only a decline of 20 companies, which is pretty interesting. I thought it would have been way down, if I'm very honest. So that's good. It just shows you that there are people starting up. There are people who are going, you know what? There's never a perfect time. And that's what I've titled this on the newsletter. There's never a perfect time. Just start. And it goes back to one of my favorite sayings. I don't know where I heard this, but the best time to start a business was yesterday. The second best time is today. I think it's evolved from something else along the similar lines, but I think that's brilliant. So this, the best time to start a business was yesterday. The second best time is today. I definitely believe that. I think people are always waiting for the ideal time. When should I start? You know, I'll start when the kids are older. I'll start when I have more money. I'll start when, you know, a few more years experience. There's never the perfect time. And from all my chats, I've chatted to what, 60 plus entrepreneurs in the podcast now. None of them started at the perfect time. They just started and then figured it out as they went. So I think that those figures are encouraging. I think we are facing a couple of hard 6 months here, whereby, you know, a lot of companies will unfortunately go out of business. But that in itself will bring opportunities as companies leave the market. There'll be opportunities for you to serve their customers. So it's an ill wind, as they say. So the second thing we're going to look at is, do you need a digital health passport? So there's been a massive buzz recently about companies springing up to provide rapid testing, obviously for COVID. And then also I read a deep dive article about a US company called Clear. Clear used to do, you know, the VIP queues at the airport, in terms of in the US, you could just use your fingerprint or your iris and you go through security straight away. I don't think it's here, but they were doing that. Obviously, there was no airport business anymore. I think in January or in April, it went down 95%. So they pivoted, that famous word I've been using for the last couple of weeks. They pivoted from providing fast track queues to creating digital health passports for people. So you'd go on and you'd log your details with them, you know, and it'd be built on trust. Essentially, they're selling trust. They're selling trust that, yes, you are who you say you are and your health is good. So they'd log all your COVID tests. They'd log your stats, your signs, you know, how your health is. They'd log, you know, against your passport, driver's license. So it's like a digital health passport. And then you'd be able to use that to go into like venues, you know, restaurants. They're looking at mainly stadiums and travel. So I think there's definitely huge opportunity here. If they're able to do that, I think if you look at the sports industry alone, watching the Premiership, is estimated Man United will lose £1 million per game that's held in Old Trafford without fans in attendance. And that's due to a mixture of ticket sales, merchandise and food sales all gone. So I think companies would happily pay a large, large amount of money to be able to get fans back through the door, even if it was 50% of fans, that they could do rapid testing or you had a clear passport. So I think something like that is interesting. I think there's massive problems around that in terms of privacy, data storage and data collection consent. But I think if we're going to be living with COVID for a year, 2 years longer, I think we're going to have to do something like that. It's going to be a trade-off. You know, if you want to go see something, if you want to go see a band or you want to go see a stadium, not a stadium, you don't want to go see a stadium. If you want to go see a match in a stadium, if you want to go to a concert, if you want to go to a restaurant even, there might become a case whereby you have a digital passport and it's like, yep, grand, he had a test last Monday, he's clear. Or, yeah, he had a rapid test today, he's clear. So I think there's going to be something in that area. I don't know what that is yet, but I think there's going to be something in that area about, you know, rapid testing and combine that with a digital passport. So that is almost it for today. If you're watching YouTube, please do subscribe. It would mean a massive amount. I'm trying to grow the YouTube channel alongside the podcast. If you're listening on the podcast, flip over to YouTube, subscribe. A couple of quick other things I want to just wrap up for today. I saw this thing on Twitter. Mark O'Toole shared it, and it's by Helen O'Reilly, and it's a Ireland Keeps Going, and it's a list, a website with a list of all different activities you can do in your county in Ireland that are COVID safe. I thought that was a really cool idea. It's all crowdsourced, so if you are logging on, do feel free to go and log an activity or log something people can do, I think it's going to get more and more important if we do face into another lockdown, that people have opportunities to get out and they're not so confined in their house. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Do send me all the feedback. The Ideas Lab is getting great feedback, so please do shoot me a message or shoot me an idea or shoot me a cool idea you've seen, and I'll see you on Thursday for another episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Series. I'll talk to you then. Accessible to everyone. So like me, you, everybody, making the tax incentives more forgiving and easier so that you can invest with someone like Alan and Elkstone, and you can, you know, it's easier, it's straightforward, and your taxes are done super simply. So I'm supporting that movement by Elkstone to make startup investing easier. I think it makes more funds available to the likes of me and you. So I'm definitely behind Alan and Elkstone on that. I will link to that in my newsletter. I'll also link to it if you're watching this on Spotify. I'm going to link it to down below and on my website as well. Go check that out. Look at Alan and Elkstone and what they're doing. It's a big, big idea, and they're supported by Enterprise Ireland on it. So do go have a look. It's in all our interest to make investing in businesses a little bit easier in Ireland. That is it for Monday. I am back Thursday with a deep dive interview. I will see you then.